This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
We are in about the coolest place in St. Louis. Big Island Spa, Washington Avenue. Liza and Thomas run the place. We're gonna talk to them at about 11:45. But it's a place where you can get a massage, a foot rub, take a yoga class, and we are wearing the lei, right? A legal lei here. Yes. I'm going to make certain we're very careful with the way we word things. But come on by and say hello. We're going to be here. I'll be here till 12. Martin will be here till 1. And we're giving away gift certificates. In the 11 o'clock hour, the first person that comes by, we will give you a 60-minute massage at the Big Island Spa. And the Stanley Cup trophy is going to be here at 11:32. Martin's going to be giving away a massage also in the 12 o'clock hour. So we are here till 1 o'clock. We'll talk with the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel in just a moment, and he joins us now. Kamish, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Very good. Much to discuss here today. What do you attribute the renewal of Marcell Ozuna to? What is going on? He looks like one of the best players in the game.
Well, a couple of years ago, he was one of the best players in the game with Miami. He had 34 home runs, 124 RBIs, hit .312, I think. That's the guy they thought they were getting last year, and they got one who had a bum shoulder, as it turned out. He had a pretty good year, hit 23 home runs, I think, and hit .280, knocked in 80-some runs. But this is the same guy. He's a force. He's a number four hitter. He hit number four for them when they had Stanton and Yelich. He hits the ball harder than anybody on maybe in the league, you know, and certainly on the Cardinals team with consistency. This is the guy. He plays every day. He played pretty much every day last year when his shoulder was killing him. He probably should have said something before he did, but he didn't. But this is a really good player.
Do you think there's any chance in any of the conversations that Bill DeWitt has with John Mozeliak that one of them would say one day, hey, you want to call Boris, see if he'd want to make this a longer-term relationship? Or because he's a Boris client, there's no chance in the world and it's not even a good idea to discuss it?
Well, they've had pretty good luck with Boris clients, actually, but I think the better approach is to see if his shoulder and he hold up for the whole season. We're talking barely one-fifth of the season has gone by so far. So let's see how this plays out in August and September. If he's got, you know, 35 home runs with, say, 100-some-odd RBIs and hits .280, that's going to be a hard thing to turn your back on. You at least have to make him a qualifying offer. But I don't know if you want to invest 5 years in him, but, you know, 3-4 years will be good.
How about Jose Martinez, who was supposed to be a bench guy, now hitting .375? What about this young man?
He's not a bench guy anymore. And in fact, even as a bench guy, he appeared in every game. He got went in bat in every game they played, even when he wasn't starting. Now, I noticed he finished the game in right field last night in a fairly tight ball game. He makes the routine plays. And .375 speaks for itself. He doesn't have the power that Ozuna or Goldschmidt has, but that doesn't make any difference. He's a great protector for Ozuna down in the middle of the lineup. And soon, when he has enough at-bats to qualify, he'll be the next name behind Bellinger in the batting statistics in the league.
Matt Carpenter, two more strikeouts last night, 1-for-5. Did make contact. 202 on the season. What are you seeing with this guy who had about a 900 OPS last year?
As you normally see with guys in slumps, he's letting the good pitches go by and swinging at balls that are out of the zone. Not too much in his case, but he's pulling off pitches, it looks like. Maybe his head is yanking a little bit. And as rough as it looks like now, it was worse last year. He was hitting 140 in May. And now 200 is like, Hall of Fame stuff compared to that. He'll come around. I think the better way to look at this is they've won two out of every three games with him contributing very little so far. When he starts contributing, that takes some of the heat off some other guys.
What about his eventual successor, Nolan Gorman? How, How many years do you think he is away from being a member of the Cardinals?
I would say two. We're still talking a Class A player right now. He'll surely be in Double A, or at least Palm Beach, not too long from now. Then Double A before the season's over. They've got Montero too. They've got two or three, four guys really that can play third base. And Gorman's is the crown jewel, but Montero's a nice player too. And so I would think about the length of Carpenter's contract. Carpenter's signed for this year, next year, and an option year in 2021. So sometime in 2021, I think Gorman will be here.
One of the big stories of this season has been the bullpen. In fact, it's been the most valuable part of this club. I don't know if anybody had, you know, Brebbia and John Gant with ERAs starting with the word point. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, Gant's allowed two runs. I guess Brebbia maybe two or one. I think one for him. Brebbia has been good on occasions before, notably last year, but not for this long a time and not for the high leverage roles that he's pitched himself into. And they have a chance to pitch one or the other of those guys one or two innings every night, like Gant was off last night and Brebbia did too. I suspect Brebbia will be off tonight and Gant will be very available this afternoon if needed for one-plus innings. But, yeah, those guys, I mean, Brebbia was not going to be a starter for this team. Gant was in sort of a tournament with Dakota Hudson this spring for the last starting spot, but they wanted Hudson to get that. And we all thought Gant was going to be kind of a middle reliever type. Well, he's not. He's a 7th, 8th, 9th inning guy. He's got a couple saves. And he's got 3 wins.
Wild weekend in Chicago. Will Luke Gregerson be activated? And you think there's a chance they send down Munoz and just go with an extra pitcher this weekend?
That's my guess. Gregerson has passed all the tests so far, and you have to, after pitching him, I guess, 10, 11, 12 games in the minor league rehab, and he allowed two runs, you have to give a chance. And they're in a spot where they're in 17 games in 17 days. They're about halfway through this, so they will be halfway through the weekend in Chicago. They'll be halfway through that stretch. And they'll need an extra pitcher. Munoz has got to play. You can't have a guy with his talent sitting on the bench. He's got, 11, 12 at-bats for the season. They sent him out once before, and he got a week of games in sort of. They brought him to Mexico for a couple of days, and that didn't mean, they have an extra player then, but he only got one at-bat then. So he's got to play. Because when you need him, you want him to be sharp. Now, he doesn't look good at all right now, but he hasn't been playing. He was a very valuable player for him last year. When that period of time is over, when they're done with this 17 and 17, they might go back to 12 pitchers then, but then you can bring Munoz back at that point. So, yeah, that'd be the move I would make.
In terms of the starting pitching, it's certainly improved with the Michaelis start last night, with Flaherty being great, Adam Wainwright being very good, Waka is okay. The only spot which is open is Dakota Hudson, who's making some strides. Is that something they're going to continue to evaluate with him and with the possibility, of a Daniel Ponce de Leon who looked good in his start? How do you see that fifth spot as we speak?
Well, Hudson's won his last two. He hasn't pitched well on the road at all. All his good pitching this year has been done at home. He had a good game with the Dodgers. Didn't quite get 5 innings and didn't allow any runs. He's won his last 2 starts, both at home. And he's the guy, and he's getting better. He got into the 6th inning last time, and he pitched 5, I think, the time before that. Can he be better than that? Sure. But at least last time he kept the ball in the ballpark, which was killing him before. He allowed, 8 home runs or whatever, some big whopping total, for giving up none last year. And so that's something to keep an eye on, but he's got several more starts before you would make any kind of move to the minor leagues.
What if Adam Wainwright wins 12 with a sub-4 ERA and tells the Cardinals at the end of the season, I want to come back? What do the Cardinals do?
I think they take him back. And this is a bargain this year. He's making $2 million. He makes maybe more money later on if he gets some incentives. But that's 12 wins. I think they would settle for that right now. He's not making $19 million where he messes up a payroll if you had a guy like that at 38 years old making that kind of money. He won't be making that kind of money. And maybe he wouldn't be a starter next year, but he could be a bullpen guy too. But let's see how this plays out. although I would say I don't see any reason why he, if his arm doesn't bother him, he can't continue to pitch somewhat near this level the rest of the season. He's throwing strikes, and he's not walking a lot of people. He surprises guys with fastballs. He throws a lot of these 70s and high 60s breaking balls and changeups and stuff, and then he'll throw a 91 by him, and they're thinking, hey, where'd that come from?
How about the fact you wake up this morning, you look at the standings, and that 667 winning percentage is the best in all of baseball. Where could it go wrong? Where's the possible dent in the Cardinals' armor? Or do you think there's not going to be any issues and it's going to be pretty good the rest of the season?
Well, it's always pitching. They need to have their starting pitching be a little bit better even than it's been so far. It was mediocre for the first couple, 3 weeks. It's been pretty good the last two or three weeks, but that's where it starts. The bullpen, well, you can't presume Brebby and Gann are going to maintain 0-point-whatever ERAs for the season, but Miller's starting to come around. Hicks is dynamite at the end of the line. Tyler Webb's been better. Gallegos, a guy we haven't mentioned, has been terrific the last two times out. I think he saved himself an option to the minor leagues. I think at some point he was going down for somebody. He's not going anywhere right now. Struck out a couple more guys yesterday. So I think that's the could be the potential Achilles heel. Their defense is very good. Defense always plays. And they have enough offense. And they've done what they've done without much help from Carpenter and not too much from Goldschmidt, really, who had all those home runs right away. It hasn't done a whole lot. Well, you know, he's going to be a big hitter for them. So that'd be the only thing that could set him back would be either an injury to a starting pitcher or some sort of breakdown in the starting pitching.
Good stuff. Kamish, honored to have you on the program. We'll talk next week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. That is the Kamish. He's brought to us by Lakeside Roofing, established in 1972, has a solid rep for excellence in the roofing industry. Their philosophy is focused around a relentless commitment to customer service, quality products, and outstanding workmanship. Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive pricing. They feature the finest quality roofing materials and provide expert installation. Call the professionals at Lakeside Roofing for your home or business in Illinois. Call 618-344-2800. In Missouri, call 314-241-5253. Find them online at lake.com. The schedule's out Sunday, 2 o'clock, Blues and Stars in a Game 6, and that game will be broadcast on Channel 5. We'll have our postgame show with Cam Jansen right afterwards. We'll take a break. We're coming right back after this.